Good morning. How are you? Today we know that it is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means let us rejoice. Today is the day we rejoice. Why? Because the Lord is near. We get closer to Christmas. And usually we feel as we get closer to Christmas, what the second reading says we should not be. What's the second reading say we should not be? Anxious. Isn't that nice? You know, I've had a year of anxiousness, right? With my mother being sick, with all the things that happened in the church, with our country. There's lots to be anxious about. And yet here's God through St. Paul saying, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. Let anxiety be gone, right? Like, shut up. Really? How is that going to happen? But then he tells us how. And I think when you look at all the readings, it really gives us a pattern of what we should do to not be filled with anxiety, but be filled with rejoicing. The first thing is we go back to the first reading in Zephaniah. And again, here God is saying, you know, don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't be discouraged. Well, I am afraid. I am discouraged. What am I supposed to do? Why should I not be afraid? Why should I not be discouraged? And he tells us, the Lord your God is with you. He's in your midst. He's a mighty Savior. And what does it say that God's doing over us? He rejoices over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you. So, what does God do over us? He rejoices over us. He's joyful because of us. Now, 99% of the people here do not believe that, right? You believe that when God looks at you, he's very disappointed. It's like, you're a great sinner, you know. You know what you did to my son? And all you do is you go around feeling guilty about how you always disappoint God. But here in the first reading, it says God rejoices over you. Huh? So when God looks at you, he smiles. When he looks at me, he laughs. But there's a different reality there. I think he's laughing at me, not with me. But that's all beside the point. That God rejoices. Think about this just for a moment, would you? Why would God create you if he wouldn't rejoice over you? Why? Because he didn't have to create you. If he was going to be disappointed in you only, he would not create you. He doesn't need you in this world. He didn't need any of us, but created us out of love, and he created us to be joyful over us. So when you're getting focused on yourself and you're thinking God hates you and everybody hates you and you hate you, think about what God is doing right now. He's joyful because of you. That's pretty good. And when you and I know that God is rejoicing over us and is joyful over us, that means he loves us. And if he's loving us, that's 98% of the battle of being anxious, right? Because when we're anxious and we're afraid, it's because we're not sure of the future. We have all this anxiety, the unknown future. But if I know that God loves me and rejoices over me, and the future is in his hands, I can be less anxious. Is that true? Of course it is. So when I'm looking at myself and how bad I am and how I'm disappointing God and how I disappoint others and how I do this, I'll always be anxious. But if I look at God in the midst of all this, then I can rejoice because he loves me and he rejoices over me. First part. But then he sits there and says, and that helps us to be kind too, when it says your kindness should be known to all. If we're in pain, if we're in fear, we're only worried about ourselves. But when we know that we're loved by the Almighty God and he rejoices over us, it's much easier to be kinder, right? We're usually not kind because we're filled with anxiety and pain. And when we're filled with that, it's like having a toothache. We can only worry about ourselves and we're worried about me, 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 me. But if I know that I'm loved by God, I don't have to worry about me, 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 because God's going to take care of me. So then it goes on. He says, the Lord is near. Have no anxiety. But there, here we go. But how do we have no anxiety in my daily life? But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. So when we know that we're loved by God, then we can sit there and say, Lord, I got to pray about this, and I'm going to trust that you hear me, and I thank you. Every time we pray, we always should thank God. And I've told you 1,000 times about the reality, huh? That, like, again, when Mother Teresa, who knew she was loved, even though she went through that dark night for many years, should be sitting there in the midst of this, and she just always knew she was loved by God, and she always knew that God would hear her. And so she'd go into her mini novena every time she needed something, and the nuns would go, here we go. Because she knew the Father would hear her. She knew that Our Lady would hear her. So she'd say her 9 memoraries in petition, and then immediately 1 memorare in thanksgiving that God would hear her prayer. And the doors would open up. Again, just in all this struggle I've had with my mother these last months, you know, we thought she was going to be dead. How many times did I get up here and think, okay, it's not going to be too long? Hospice is being called, all this stuff is being called. But again, I went to Our Lady and I did the mini novena. And I go, Lady, again, they said we should start getting my mom ready for heaven. But I trust you, I trust God, whatever happens. I spent last Wednesday decorating a tree in me and my mother. My sister never showed up and neither did my niece. That's beside the point. I'll rejoice in the Lord always. But I got to spend lots of time with my mother. And I said to her, you know, you should have been dead. I don't remember, she says. And I says, I know you don't remember, but the rest of us. She says, you know, it's because of prayer. I says, I know it's because of prayer. So if we want less anxiety, we got to know that we're loved by God and He rejoices over us. And then when we pray to Him, we got to pray with this trust and always with thanksgiving that He loves me more than I do, and He's always going to do what's best. So I thank Him ahead of time, not just after He hears my prayer. You do that, you'll be less fearful and less anxious. You got it? Going to do it? Made you know His love today and forever. Amen.